One of the skill sets that you are learning in this very challenging time is how to hold yourself and your values and your choices in a place that is not only good for you, but that is in opposition to the world around you without going to war. It is a challenge, but it makes for a very fine muscle for future creation. When you understand how affected you are by how you are viewed by others, or if you have given away power to the world around you, or to actually anything other than your own heart and your own centeredness, then you realize that that is a kind of vulnerability that you want to address in a healthy way. And the time that you are living in essence, forcing you to do that. In many situations, which we know you are all too familiar with, the way you believe, what you value, what you think about, what you hold as truth, is not accepted, and it is criticized, and in many places it is mocked. And now that is not every place, of course, but this sends you to what we call a strengthening position, which is you allow yourself to know what is true, not only for you, but know what is true in an ethical sense, know what is true in a moral sense. And you hold all of that. But you do not wait for outside approval to help you hold that. You are holding that because you are making a muscle there. And once that place is established in you, then when you go into different areas of life where there may be more, shall we say, incoming opinion, you will not be frightened. You will not be so upset. You will not feel endangered, because the experience of being in the world as it is now has allowed you to build this thing inside of you, the thing that says, I know what is true for me. I know what is good for me. I look at the world around me and my eyes are open, and I am not looking for the approval of someone whose eyes are not open. Very important point to remember, to take in information from people who have not decided on any level of truth or consciousness is a waste of your time. It exists out there, but we do not try to interact with it. We do not try to get its approval. More of the approval must come from inside of us, and more of the knowing what is good and true and right is something that we are holding. And so, in an interesting way, even though this time leaves a great deal to be desired, the ability to validate who you are, what you are, and what you are doing, and not to be reliant on those outside of you to hold that up for you. It makes a great strength, and it is a strength then that can be taken to different situations in life. So that ability to quietly know and hold becomes a power over time. And it means that you can actually, how do we say this, expand and perhaps take more chances that you might not have taken if your fear was that your choice would be disapproved of. So for the individual, there is a chance to build a great strength inside of you in this time. And then as you move your own gifts and your own life path into whatever direction you choose and you expand it, you will... It is not that you lose your vulnerability. It is that you lose your fear about your vulnerability. So you can say, I do not like that this system did not respond to what I know to be true, but I am holding. I will take up the energy in that place, and I will hold for myself. And so that is a thing that we are actually gaining from the time that we are living in. And it is, you will find that it allows expansion. It allows you to move in places where you may have had fear before. You will find that as you grow stronger in this rather dark time, stronger and more able to hold the light, you will become less afraid of the future and of change and of new things you want to do and things you want to become. So there is that positive growth in this time. The rest of what is going on, there is not a great deal to say for it, except that it has forced the light to rise. And that as this period comes to a close and the darkness falls, the light will rise. So let us begin to breathe together deeply, easily. And as you breathe in the blue of peace all around you and let it move through your physical body and your energy body, allow yourself to exhale fear on as many levels as you can. So the blue of peace comes in and fear is exhaled. Feel a cleansing energy from the earth come up into your body and wash the root center and wash away blockage in the root center so that the pattern of creation in you is restored and renewed and energized. Let the cleansing energy come to the second center and wash away old shame and doubt, old judgment, old fears. Feel all of that washed out of your body and let the second center become the center of purification, that which naturally allows you to release anything in your life that you do not wish to hold. Feel the cleansing energy come into the solar plexus. And allow that cleansing energy to wash away the emotions, whatever they might be, whether they are the emotions of distrust or worry, particularly worry. Allow all the emotions connected with that to leave your body. and let the cleansing energy come up and into your heart center. And let the cleansing energy water the garden in your heart. Instigate growth in your wisdom, in your perceptions, in your ability to love and to create. And wash away any patterns that oppose that. And let the cleansing energy come up and into your throat. Let the cleansing energy wash away any communication that is not growth-oriented for you. Any communication that does not respect you or hold for your right to be who you are and to create what you love. Let the cleansing energy come into the third eye. Wash the third eye so that you are able to intuit at a clearer, higher level than you have before. And feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the crown. Open the crown. Open to receiving. Open to receiving abundance and wisdom and love. Open to receiving inspiration and guidance and truth. And feel your energy lighten and begin to move up through your body and out to the crown. Feel yourself moving gently into the night sky in your light form, honoring your light among all light. And see that your path is before you. And as you walk on the path, feel how easily you move upward. How that path leads you higher and higher to the gates of the place that is your place, the place that has been prepared. And as the gates open, walk into a place where all the energy that you need resides, where with every step and every breath you are taking into your life all that you need. And walk further upward in your place and meet with your teacher. Take this time to be with your teacher. Now receive a gift from your teacher. Rest the mind and know the gift. Now thank your teacher for the gift and receive the teacher's blessing. Thank the teacher who has come to be here with you and begin to walk back down the path into the place that fills all needs, heals all hearts. Walk back onto your path and feel the freedom of the night sky. And come to the room again, and as a service, find a gift for those who sit here with you, or a message. When you found your messages, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.